Did bird shot go into you?
Oh, God, no. It was encased in leather.
Oh.
And that leather was the key from breaking the skin. Mm-hmm. But a nightstick is also covered with leather, but the boy had to break the skin and the skull, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, when they did carry the nightstick and the billy club and all, we did have, you see, the young people have no respect, most young people don't have no respect for the officers. They have no respect for the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, really and truly, I don't imagine that there's very too many of them have any respect for God, because the way they go on, when a child nowadays, a little bitty child, this is a little thing 4 years old, why they'll talk back to their parents, and after all, the parent is there to raise the child, but the child, it just seems like they don't do that anymore. And that's what the whole bit's about.
Mm-hmm. Just a second. What would you call someone who's on the police force?
Officer? Policeman?
Do you hear slang names nowadays?
Man, there's flatfoots, cops, I don't know, pigs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what all they call them. I know it's got to where white people call them pigs a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a shame. An officer's there, and of course I know there's a lot of corrupt officers.
Mm-hmm.
But after all, without the officers, I don't know what this country would be like. I have no idea.
Something that policemen use, so they can get up in the air and see how the traffic situation is or something.
Helicopter.
Any special names for the helicopter that the policemen use?
Chopper.
Huh?
Chopper, same as they called in the Army and they were there. They used helicopters, what they were. There's a lot of them made up in Fort Worth. There's a big factory up there that makes those helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
They got worlds of them up there.
What do you call the place where the fire trucks stay?
Fire station.
And public transportation would be, if you didn't have a car, you might ride the
bus.
Huh?
Bus.
What would you call the not a taxi really, but to get from the airport back and forth from the airport. Sometimes I have something that will carry maybe 6 to 10 people. It wouldn't really be.
You mean in a vehicle form?
Uh-huh.
Well, some they have a small, what they call a small bus.
Uh-huh.
And I think anything that has 5 or 6 seats would be considered a bus.
What if it's just a large car?
Limousine?
Mm-hmm.
And most airports now use a helicopter to carry their people from an airport to the main part of town and the city. And it costs you almost as much for helicopter fare as it does to fly from where you fly from to. It costs you practically as much to get to town from the airport. They build the airport so far out of town now. And it's got,
like the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
Well, no, not Dallas-Fort Worth. Not near as bad as Houston. Boy, Dallas-Fort Worth is not near as bad as Houston. Boy, that's Houston, I'm telling you. See that Dallas-Fort Worth, they finally got together and quit fighting and building a big airport. That's, I understand, it's the largest airport in the United States. It's a tremendous thing.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't build